Hello, everybody, and welcome to the end of the 2023 Virtual Region Convention. This is the gratitude session. I am happy to let you know we do have two speakers tonight, Larry Kay and Sandy. I'm going to turn the floor over to our first speaker, who I believe is Larry.
Thank you for the opportunity to be able to share here. This convention has been a very learning and curve experience for me. As I worked into going to this, the participant in this convention committee this year, I was hoping to be able to do a little more than I may have last year. And I think at that point, my perfectionism as a character defect came into play because I found myself in situations beyond my control where I wasn't able to do a whole lot more than I was last year. And it was really starting to bother me. And at one point I actually sat down and quieted myself down in the room all by myself to listen to my higher power, who I call God, and just emptying myself of all my frustrations, all the problems, and listen. And the answer I got back is that you're be faithful with what little you can do to be able to help out. And after I heard that, I just almost started crying. And right now I'm having a hard time not trying as well sharing this with you. It's not something that I always easily accept, but it's something that I have been able to do as one of my very strongest abilities to help out and to reach out to others in this program, is to be an encourager, to be supporter. And no matter how small or how big I may have wanted it to be, I was able to do what I could when I could. And for me, that was a very humbling experience to realize again that no matter how big or how small the part I play, I'd be grateful that I had the opportunity to do that service, to do that part, to be able to help reach out and extend a hand to those who've never heard about OA or that there is a solution. We know that they are not alone. They don't have to do this on their own. There is a wonderful group of fellows out there who will love them, support them, and encourage them on their journey to be the best they possibly can, despite all of the problems and frustrations that we find in our lives on a daily basis. I find ourselves knowing that no longer are we a boat on an ocean being tossed around by the waves and storms. We now have a guidance. We have a higher power who can be our rudder to guide us to where we need to go to become the best version of ourselves that we can, to share and reach out, no matter how big or how small, to do our part, be able to extend and grow the program so that no one will ever have to face this alone completely on their lives. And it's just been such a wonderful experience to grow, to learn, to be able to realize there are things that I can do that I never thought I could, and to be able to learn how to feel okay and comfortable in moderating larger meetings than I ever have before. And not sure exactly how I would do it, but it worked out. And I had trust and faith. And sometimes the only thing that you can do is to get out there. And even if you can't do a huge amount, start with something small. I love the analogy that says that if you can't do the whole pile of dishes, start with one cup or one plate. And just start somewhere. And it will eventually help you to become the best version of yourself that you can, knowing that you can do things and you just don't have to try to tackle everything at once. And I'm so grateful for that opportunity and for the chance to be able to share that here. And I know it may not have done all my time, but that's all I have. So thank you.
Thank you, Larry, so much. And for all the service everyone's done. Sandy, the room is yours.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. And I know I've gotten to meet a lot of you this weekend, and some of you I knew from before, and it's delightful to see you. I do a quick qualification. My top weight was 324 pounds. I'm maintaining a 150-pound weight loss. I've been abstinent for 3.5 years. I've been in program for 11 years, so there might have been some work getting done in the first 7 or 8 years. This one's really important if you're new. I went to my first meeting in 1992, and I got real scared. They told me that I was going to write down my food and tell another person what I ate. And I ran screaming away, and I spent the next 20 years dieting. And I think I knew that I belonged in that room, and I think that 20 years of dieting was trying to prove that I didn't belong in the room. But I did, and I surrendered. And I came back, and I'm so thrilled. And I tell you that story, don't do it that way. I tell you, just come to the room and stay in the room. Don't divert. Don't do the 20 years doing something else and then surrender and then come back. Just stay in the room. Keep going to meetings. What else do I want to tell you? So gratitude. So let's talk about gratitude. I thought it would be fun, since you guys, Better Together, are gratitude experts, right? You're pros. I thought maybe I'd share some of the reasons, some of the ways I do gratitude. We could have some fun with that. First of all, I've heard somebody say, do gratitude. What does that mean? Well, for me, it generally means making lists. So I'm an accountant by profession. I'm organized and I'm highly verbal. So there's always a list, right? And I like making lists. Why do we do gratitudes? Well, I'll tell you my reasons why. I think of gratitudes because it pushes out fear, right? If somebody says to me, don't do that, right? Don't think about an elephant. Well, you're going to think about an elephant. So if somebody says, don't be afraid, it's not a useful thing to say, right? It's hard to not be something. So what I do with gratitudes, right, when I actively think about what I'm grateful for, I'm pushing out those other thoughts, those dark fear thoughts, right? I'm filling my head with what's great about my life. And then it sort of eases me and it comforts me and it relaxes me, right? And it gets me to remember that I am in my higher power's hands at all times, in all ways. So I wanted to tell you about one fun way I do gratitudes is I do what I call an alphabet-y. This is going to sound really silly, but you'll remember this. Okay, so alphabet gratitudes, right? You've heard people say, like, you know, think of something you're grateful for every letter in the alphabet. Okay, so I do it this way. I do A, my name is Abby, and my husband's name is Abe, and we come from Abyssinia, and I am grateful for my abstinence. And it's really fun, and have a good time with it. I'll do one more. B, my name is Bobby, and my husband's name is Bo, and we come from Bountiful, Utah, and I am grateful because I am learning how to set boundaries. So you get the idea. So that's one way I do gratitudes, and that's really fun. Another thing I got from one of my sponsors about gratitudes is to try substituting the word blessings for gratitudes. And what happens is that when I say I am blessed with or I am blessed by, it really invites my higher power into the conversation. When I say I'm grateful for, it kind of makes me feel like maybe like a little kid who got a bicycle for Christmas. But if I say I am blessed by, I am reminded that it's my higher power's grace. It's by higher power's grace that I am abstinent and healthy. And at a healthy body weight. That's all God. That's not me. And then before I tell you everything I am grateful for tonight, I just want to tell you about one other gratitude exercise that I do, and I call it radical gratitudes. So radical gratitudes are, I make a list of everything that's upsetting or frankly pissing me off or frightening me in the moment. And then I go to each item and I look for the thing, the gift. What is the gift in the experience? So, for example, compulsive overeating. When I first came into program, was I grateful to be a compulsive overeater? No, absolutely not. I fought it tooth and nail. I didn't want it. I thought I could do it on my own. That was that 20 years of dieting that didn't work out. Gradually, I softened my edges. Gradually, I started to let go of all of that. And now I tell you, I am so grateful to be a compulsive overeater because it means I get to hang out with you guys. And I look at civilians, right, people who aren't in program, and I'm like, how do they do it? Like, how do they navigate their lives without, like, higher powers guidance and this incredible fellowship of like-minded people? Like, how do they do that? I'm so grateful that I am a compulsive overeater, that it got so bad that I ran out of my own ideas, that I surrendered to the program. Next example of a radical gratitude is COVID, right? It's sucked in a lot of ways. It has really sucked. And to anybody who lost somebody in COVID, my heart breaks, absolutely breaks for you. But COVID gave me Zoom. And Zoom gave me you guys. And I was reflecting, how did I even get to Virtual Region, right? This wonderful thing called Virtual Region. And I live in Region 6, like New York, Massachusetts, New England, and part of Canada. And one of my friends in Region 6 invited me to come work the convention, the Virtual Region convention in 2020. This is March of maybe April of 2020. I did not know there was such a thing as Zoom. I did not know there was a virtual region. I did not know what was possible. And I don't know if I would have found all of this magnificence if I hadn't been, you know, suddenly done this thing called quarantine and self-isolating. And I just don't know if I would have found something that has now come to mean so much to me. So that's what I mean by radical gratitude. All right, with my last couple of minutes, I'll just tell you what I'm grateful for tonight. Oh, I know. Do you guys know what AFGOs are? AFGOs? I'm going to have to try to do it clean. Another growth opportunity, right? Doing service beyond the meeting level is full of AFGOs. I think in AA they say doing service is like putting Miracle-Gro on your character defects. Everything about you, everything about me comes right up when I do this kind of service. And what it does, what these, doing this kind of service does, right, is it softens my edges. Another way of talking about it is spiritual sandpaper. Well, that's what I said yes to. That's what I wanted, right? When I said my 7-step prayer, God, please take away my character defects, the ones that aren't useful. I always wanted a magic wand for that, and I didn't get a magic wand. What I got was these experiences that soften my edges, right? That get me to, I'm mixing so many metaphors, drop the rocks, right? Just gently ease me into being a better person. So very much this convention was about staying in my own hula hoop, right? What is my domain? What is my responsibility? What is for others to fix? These kinds of conventions are complicated. They are complicated beasts. They are juggernauts. And it was just a privilege and a pleasure to work with so many brilliant, like-minded people, to get to hang out with such lovely souls and to spend the weekend with all of you. And I know that I am so grateful. I will be sore and tired tomorrow, but I am grateful tonight. And with that, I pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sandy.